Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise once again. I'm with Forgotten Word Ministries, and we want to continue today. And by the way, welcome to the show today. I'm just so excited to finish up with what I was talking about yesterday. But anyway, let's welcome to the show. We're going to continue on yesterday about the state of America and who's to blame for it. And as I said, yes, I believe pastors are. And we finished the show yesterday, the program, talking about how, you know, we're to present ourselves, you know, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's Romans 12, 1 and 2. And that's what I think we have to do. And I want to continue on that same vein today, excuse me, explaining to everybody out there that America is in trouble. America is in big trouble. And as I said, I put the blame, the majority of the blame, on the pastors of the churches of the United States. They've gotten greedy. All they care about is themselves and their little rock shows, I call them, and their country clubs without the golf course. And I'm waiting for somebody to open up a golf course in one of these places. I tell you, they're getting big enough. But they're just like a country club. You know, they got everything imaginable inside these places besides just a place to worship God. I mean, it's an entertainment center anymore. It's sickening. It's just sickening. And you know what? People can't even go to church on a Sunday morning in some of these places unless they make sure they get coffee and donuts and everything to sit there and eat while they're listening. I never seen anything like it. Cater to these people. Cater to the people instead of catering to God. What has become of the preachers today? Well, I can tell you what's become of them. They're mammon. Mammon. They're all looking for money. They don't want glory from God. They want glory for themselves. They don't want to praise the God. They want to praise themselves. I never see nothing like it. It just makes me sick. In Acts 17:24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. You hear what that says? The God that made the world and all the things in it, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, he does not dwell in temples made with hands. You see, he dwells in you, people. We're so busy building big fancy churches as a temple to God, we forgot that the church building is not the temple to God. It's not God's temple. God's temple is you and me and every true believer, not the fake believers. You guys out there that are phony Christians, don't be trying to take no glory from God because you ain't got none, folks. There ain't none there for you. I'm sorry. It saddens, and I know you're probably thinking I'm not, but I am. I'm brokenhearted over it. I hate to see anybody not be in the family of God. Because I know if you don't get in the family of God and you die, you're going to hell and it's punishment forever. Eternity, people. You think a year goes by fast. What do you think eternity is going to be like? Eternity, eternity, eternity. You look back, you go, wow, where'd that year go? Well, in eternity, there is no, it didn't go anywhere because it's not going anywhere. It's going to stay the same forever. Forever. Don't you get it? And you're if you're a believer in Christ, you're the temple that Christ dwells in. The Holy Spirit dwells in. God himself. Land sakes almighty. And preachers, pastors, and churches should be telling you that. They should be telling you that. They should be telling you, you are a temple of the Holy One himself. Act like it. That's right. Start acting like it. What's it say in 1 Corinthians 6:9-20? Listen to this. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, But ye are sanctified, holy God, hallelujah. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, and all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Now listen up. Meats for the belly, and for the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. And for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? You hear that? Don't you know that your bodies are the members of Christ? Well, shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You hear what they're saying there, folks? God bought us. Our bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we need to be preaching that in the pulpit, preachers. You pastors out there need to be preaching these things in the pulpit. That's why we're in the condition we're in. Praise the Lord, listen to me. That's why we're in the condition we're in this country. That's why you're in the condition you're in these little towns around and the cities around. That's why there's so much garbage in the world. That's why there's so much sin, so much killing, so much thievery, so much blasphemy, so much lust of the flesh going on right in front of everybody. Because preachers are not preaching the gospel. Are you listening to me? Is anybody awake? Praise the Lord, listen to what the Bible has to say about this. Ye are bought with a price. What was that price? The price was Christ suffering on the cross, dying for your sins, dying for my sin, giving his life for us. And what do we do with it? We abuse it and we cheat it and we treat it like it's nothing. Jesus gave his life for you. You preachers, wake up out there. Wake up before it's too late. Before another soul in your congregation dies and goes to hell because you never preached the truth. Listen to me. We don't have much time left. Don't you see? Look around. Look what's going on in the world. Look what's going on in the world. Look what's going on in America. Countries all over the world look to America for their guidance and for their, they want to be like us. What are we doing to these people? We're killing them. We're killing their souls because we're not preaching the truth. We're not making disciples in our churches today. You've got to listen. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 through 25. Now listen to what it says about the being holy. It says, verse 16 through 25, 1 Peter, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Do you hear what he said? Do you hear what he said? It's so easy to understand. It's nothing to do with salvation by works, but it's called doing the will of the Father. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of any person, he judges only according to every man's work. Pass the time. In other words, live your life soldiering as you go along on your life's walk here on this earth. Do it in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold are, from your vain conversation receiveth by tradition from your fathers. But you, listen to me, you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Oh, my land sakes, listen to me, people. Preachers, listen to me. You people out there that hear me, tell your preacher to listen to this. Oh, my. Before the foundation of the world was even foreordained or begun, it was foreordained, it was planned out that Jesus would give his life for you. It would become manifest in these days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. It goes on to say, who by him do believe in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. You hear what they're saying there? See how come people are so confused anymore? Preachers don't preach what the Bible says. The only one that can get you to God is Jesus the Christ. Christ Jesus. His name is not Jesus Christ. That's not his last name. People call it that, and I know what they mean. But he is the Christ. He is the Messiah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Who by him do believe in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in who? Might be in God. See, Jesus is the Son of God, and we put all of our hope in Jesus and our faith in Jesus. But what's it say here? That your faith and hope might be in God. Jesus is our avenue to God. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. He is God. He's the Word. But we have to. We can't forget about God. And so I think somehow we have. Listen to me, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away and dies. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. You don't have to be a Pentecostal to want to shout, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I love you, Lord God. I love you, God. People, we got problems. We got major problems. Preachers have to get back to preaching the truth. Any preacher out there heard me today, take it to heart. Anybody else that heard me today, take it to heart and also take it to your preacher and tell them to listen to this. They've got to get back on track, folks. They got to get back on track. I love you. Jesus loves you. God loves you. The Holy Spirit's waiting to indwell within you. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. God bless each one of you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.